Different. The unthinkable is happening. Due to the coronavirus, we're temporarily shutting our doors. I can't even believe I just said that. We are shutting our doors. Worship, church events, classes, activities, all of them are canceled until further notice, until it's safe for us to open the doors again. To protect our staff, we're closing the church building to the public. And the only exception to that will be that support groups can choose to meet or not as they see fit. Our staff will be coming into the office to just do the essentials, and we'll be able to answer some phones and maybe get back to you if you have questions. Our church, along with our community, our staff, think about it, our nation, we are all now going to practice social distancing. As a church, we have one primary charge, which is to do no harm. And we have the potential to do harm if any of us contract this virus and we give it to some of the most vulnerable in our community, right in our church, or if they're in the community at large. So we're going to do all this, and we're going to encourage you to do the things that we're being told as a public to do. Stay 6 to 10 feet away from everyone except for your loved ones, of course. Stay close to your loved ones. Don't go anywhere where there's a crowd. Even things like shopping for groceries, go when it's least populated. Go first thing in the morning, go late at night. Do not go anywhere if you're not well. If you have symptoms of a virus or you're just not sure, first call your doctor or the emergency ward. Just call and only proceed as they tell you to do so. This virus spreads person to person, and some people who have the virus do not even show symptoms. So beware, it's extremely contagious. So I'm your pastor. So what are we going to do as a church in the midst of this? How can we be the church? Because we still have that command to be church, to be Christ in the world. So first of all, follow those rules. Don't think that you're the exception to it. Don't think, oh, I'm well, so I can do this. Follow the rules, whether you have symptoms or do not have symptoms. We're going to be part of isolating ourselves and our community away from this virus. Do no harm. Follow these rules. Second of all, pray. We are the church. We believe in prayer, right? So pray, 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 because this is not going to be easy. There are people who are going to be isolated, and some people who are already isolated are going to be more so. It's going to be hard for all of us to be patient as this rides out. It's out of control, and it's really hard when we feel like we can't even control whether our family stays safe or not. And let's face it, there are people who are going to get very sick from this. And with the most vulnerable population over 60, especially those over 80, people are dying. People will die from this. It's extremely dangerous. So pray. Pray for each other. Pray for those who are most vulnerable among us. Pray for those who are on the front lines trying to keep us safe, trying to make us well again. Pray for the nurses, the aides, the doctors, the clinicians, the custodians, all those people who will try to keep the places where we need to get well safe for all of us. Pray that they stay well in the midst of all this, and that they will have the endurance necessary to help us through this whole pandemic. Thirdly, if we can't go see people, how can we help them? Let's face it, we're people who want to stand beside. We want to go and be present with people. And that's how we see our charge in life. Go and be with those who are unwell. Go with those who are lonely. But if we can't go see them, what can we do? I say, first of all, look to your community. Who's on your road? Who's on your street? Who's the most vulnerable? Who are people who are isolated, who are not able to get out on their own, or they are the most vulnerable and they can't get out because of this virus? Call them. Call them to make sure that they're okay. Call them to make sure that they have the right medicines that they need on a normal basis. Call and make sure that they don't run out of food. because there are ways we can go out there safely, go to the stores when they're least populated. We can get their food. We can deliver it to them in a safe way by leaving it outside their door, letting them know it's there. We can be their connection so they don't fall through the safety nets that are out there. Along with phone calls, we can send, we have a lot of other media choices, right? We can send encouraging texts. I have somebody from the church who does this almost regularly, daily, and I can't tell you how much better I feel when I get her texts. So we can text, we can email, and oh, by the way, we even might have time to write those old-fashioned letters so people have something to look forward to when they go to the mailbox. We can remember that this virus does not discriminate. It affects all people. Whether they're people in China, Korea, Italy, Iran, or the United States, there is no one to blame. There is no country or nationality to say you caused this. It is a virus, and the very nature of a virus is to be infectious. It wants to spread. So in the midst of all this, we can be kind. We can be kind, we can be loving, we can be Christ and pray for all people everywhere. So in the midst of all that, what do we believe about God? Is God here? Is God in the midst of this? Of course, God is in the midst of it. That's the big amen. I kept hearing in my head the words, "Be still and know I am God." This is Psalm 46. You can look it up. But here are the words. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble in its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. Listen to this. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. God is in the midst of this virus spreading. God is in the midst of every country in this world. God is in the midst of here, right here in Brunswick County, and God will not be moved. God, I continue, God will help it when the morning dawns. The nations are in an uproar. The kingdoms totter. Isn't that the truth? But he utters his voice, and the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. See what desolations he has brought to the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Here are the words. Listen to this. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Be still. Know that I am God. Those are imperatives. Be still. Know. God is in the midst of this city. Believe it with all your heart. So, this virus is having a beginning. It'll have a middle, and it's going to have an end. It will end. And God will sustain us in the midst of all this. But here's the thing that I appeal to you. In the end, Ocean View will still be the church. But however, what kind of church it's going to be in the future will depend on how you serve her today. For the church to be strong in the future as it is today, as we shut everything down, to be the church after this virus has been figured out, it will be up to you to figure out what kind of church it will be. We will desperately need your financial support in the days and weeks ahead. Because even in the midst of this mess, even in the midst of it all, we are still paying bills. We are paying our staff. We are paying for insurances and utilities. We have to keep going. But I am totally confident, we as a church are confident, the leadership is confident, that with your commitment to continue to support this church financially, during the chaos of these next weeks, when we are able to resume church life as we know it to be, Ocean View will still be strong to carry on her mission to be Christ in the world. So in the meantime, I pray that you all stay safe and know without a doubt that I really love you and that I am praying for you. So stay tuned. I will be posting a sermon on Sunday. Here I am, I'm almost retired, and in my old age, I am learning a new trick. So I will be recording a sermon for you on Sunday. Look for it. And in the meantime, blessings. I love you.